valuation by $10, from $2 billion to $2.01 billion. Now imagine that the government of that poor country suddenly prints an additional $3 billion of paper money in the currency of the nation. Now what is the total value of all the products and services in that country? It is still only $2.01 billion. There is more paper money in the nation, but there are no more shirts, shoes, beans, or houses, no more products of value that people can sell or buy and use for themselves. Printing money does not increase the GDP or improve the wealth of a nation. That must be done through producing more goods and services. Here's another example. Imagine that 200 people from a sinking ship find themselves stranded on a fertile but uninhabited island and have to support themselves. They organize themselves, and after a few days, some people are building houses, some are catching fish, some are planting vegetables, some are picking cotton to make into cloth, to make clothing, and so forth. They are all producing useful goods and services, so they are increasing the total GDP of the island. But they are still cut off from the outside world. Now imagine that someone salvages a copier and a generator from the crippled ship, prints $100,000 worth of lost island dollars, then gives $500 of that money to each person so that people can buy and sell their goods and services more easily. Does printing that money make the people of the island any more prosperous? No. It does not give anyone more food, clothing, or shelter. It does not produce any more goods and services. It does not increase the island's GDP. Of course, the money makes commerce easier than just bartering, and that adds value to the society because it saves people's time and enables them to become more productive. But printing money in itself does not make the island more prosperous in terms of the goods and services the people have. Money is a medium of exchange and a measure of value. But in this oversimplified example, printing money does not increase the value of the things on the island. 4. How can a nation create more goods and services? If we keep our focus on the goal of continually producing more goods and services, then the question becomes, how can a nation increase the total value of the products and services that it produces? For example, how can the woman produce more shirts per week, and how can she produce higher quality shirts that people value more and pay more to purchase? Many factors contribute to such an increase, such as having a sewing machine, having easy access to markets, having expert training, having a microloan to buy more materials and better equipment, having confidence that she can keep and use her profits, and so forth. We will discuss these factors in detail in subsequent chapters. For now, the important point is to maintain our focus on this single goal. Nations can move from poverty to